Thank you, Ellen. Thank you, Seth, Fitz, Hedrack. Okay, we're going to go back and get the open mic going again. And the next several, Cheryl and John and Chris, Connie and Ben and Gail. And we're going to start off with Cheryl Peralt. Where is she? There she is. My favorite local poet, I will tell you. She is amazingly insightful and, but more than that, oh, you're going to go up there? Yeah. There's a rhythm to what she does that is melodic and captivating, and I can say no more. So let's put our hands together. Cheryl Peralt.
I selected this piece to help celebrate this evening being here as debut for Acton Jazz Cafe. I wrote this on New Year's Eve this year and shared this with audience at a first night performance and invited everyone to dance at the end when the clock struck midnight. I used to work as a psychologist, and I loved my work, and I made many recommendations, prescriptions maybe, but never to dance. And since then, thanks to, let me say, Ellen Schmidt, providing community where we as poets, musicians, singer-songwriters, storytellers can get together for open mic, and we can share our poems and our stories and our music, and we can even dance. So here's to Ellen. Thank you very much for all the communities you have provided through the years. This is called the Doctor Ordered Dance. All my life, I have been told that the act of growing old is about growing away from childish things, which in a way can sometimes be the most vibrant time of being alive, when we would let our light shine, when we would play and sing, and when we would let ourselves even dance at times. I used to dance in the puddles when I was 4 or 5, in my bedroom to the spinning 45s. On the high school dance floor, I'd come alive and I'd hustle under the spinning disco balls of night. And then I grew up, became older, more mature, more educated, more sophisticated, more civilized, and I gave up the dance. Dancing seemed, and in my circles was deemed more childish, silly, foolish, uncouth, uncool, and very low on the totem pole of seeming civilized. And it's only in my later years of losing friends and bringing in new lives and watching them grow and letting them go and thinking about life and its meaning. And finally now I see the light and I see how we always need to dance. Our ancestors told us through their ancient stories and documentation by scribes, and they showed us with the passing down of dance moves from many tribes. And they share the DNA of our wiring deep inside that gets all our neurotransmitters shouting out loud to us that we were meant to dance through every stage of this life. Dance to celebrate the good times. Dance to get us through the hard times. Dance to get us in a collective sense, feeling more connected as one great big dance party in this life. Dance to always be growing, and dance to always be showing that we are alive and kicking and flickering a light from deep inside. So this is my 2014 prescription for all of us to awaken, to live, to love, to feel this life while we still can. Whether at home or on a stage or on a dance floor or waiting in line at the RMV or in our wheelchair, and even when it's not possible for our bodies, we can still dance in our hearts and in our minds, to dance and to love while we are here for as long as we can, to let each light shine from our hands and our feet and our hearts and our minds, however we can. The point is we can. So let us begin to dance to shine. Thank you.
Well, that poem was music to my ears. Thank you. Let's hear it. Let's have a hand for Cheryl.